morning. This is Access the Magic. This is Danielle with
Devonna.
And I'm in the studio.
We are together. And Soraya, this is women's world here.
No, right? Was I in the studio last week? I wasn't, was I?
No, you were in Texas.
That's right. I came back like Tuesday or something. I couldn't get home.
Yeah, right.
It's true. Because class ended on Monday, and I got a flight to leave Tuesday. And we figured out we had some business things to take care of, so I changed my flight. So I looked online, and it said, oh, no flights available, no flights available, no flights available. I'm like, man, they are stingy about changing flights. I'm like, well, I'll call them. I'm sure they're available. They're just, you know, not wanting to change it for whatever reason, right? They weren't available. It was spring break.
Yes. Have you been downtown?
Yes. The first flight I could get out was literally the next
day or
Monday.
Monday. No, yeah, right.
A week later. Because I tried for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was all booked. It was crazy. So, yes, that's why I wasn't here. Because class was over, but I had no choice.
Yes.
I had to stay in Texas.
Work.
Play with Sarah. Which was fun. Because the 2-3 was amazing. And they streamed it over the internet.
Wow.
And so what was really neat about this class is, you know, how we talk about energy and being aware of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. They streamed it, live streamed it. And so we had people in Sweden, Singapore, New York, Vermont, Seattle, all these different places.
Cool.
And so it was really interesting because you could feel their energy being added to it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really interesting to say, oh yeah, you know, I talk a lot on the show about being aware of energy and whatever, and it's like, oh yeah, well, I'm aware of energy. I can feel you sitting across from me, and, you know, Soraya's over there. But connecting with people in Singapore is like, wow.
Yeah, cool.
That was interesting. Cool. So, just more on the 2-3. It was incredible. I highly recommend them.
Right.
All right. Today, we're kind of doing a two-parter. I'm kind of excited about this.
Yeah, me too.
But here's the thing. It's a two-parter, not today and next Saturday. It's a two-parter of today and your third hour.
That's
or second
right.
hour.
Second hour.
Our third hour of radio.
Right.
Your second health
exactly.
hour. So I'm very excited about that. So you can listen now and then listen at 10.
There you go.
But I highly recommend listening at 9 because this guy named, you know, Dr. Jack Stockwell's on.
Right.
He's usually pretty intelligent about things.
Yeah,
he's
got some great information about iodine and with the whole Japan thing and what's going on there. And also about thyroid and candida. A lot of great things going this morning. So
that's really neat. And on the Japan front, I actually have some Access friends that were in Japan. I don't think I've told you this.
No.
And they've been able to post things on Facebook. And they're originally from Sweden.
Oh.
And they're living in Japan and business and blah, blah, blah. She posted on Facebook that her Swedish cell phone carrier gave them unlimited talk time.
No kidding.
After the whole earthquake and tsunami so that, you know,
they could talk.
Yeah,
how
they could
cool
talk
is that?
I'm like, that's a conscious business.
Yeah.
You know, they're not out there for make an extra dime. Look, everybody's desperate. Let's hike up rates right now or everything. And they're like, no, let's let them talk to their loved ones. Let them know they're okay. So they were.
That was so cool.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Conscious business.
Yeah.
Which we're actually going to talk about the consciousness of things a little bit today.
Cool.
But what's starting off this two-part thing is when I was in Houston, a friend of mine did a class similar to this, and it got me thinking. Okay? She did it from a different perspective, but it really got me thinking of one of the first things about myself that I noticed changed when I took all these Access classes and went, oh, or not all of them, just the first one, Mars Foundation Level 1.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even an observation by me. It was an observation from my sister that it was the first thing that really made me notice that I had changed. That it wasn't just a bunch of words or, you know, whatever, that I had actually shifted and changed something. And what that was my buzz around food. Okay? And see, what happened is, and I talk about the fastness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of is an example of that, because it was, we took foundation to level one, the core classes, right?
Right.
At the end of the last day of level one, we had family in town.
Yes,
my sister and her, one of my sisters and her family were in town, and we met them at Benja's.
Yeah.
I remember that. So we met the whole family at Benja's. We came from class, the last day of class, and went to Benja's. And as we're sitting there talking or whatever, and it was my sister who noticed this, she's like, Donnie doesn't have that buzz about food.
I remember that now.
That's not why I went to class.
No.
But I had shifted and changed. That I didn't have that buzz around food. That, you know, because I was size, 18 or 16 or something like that. And so I was, you know, very aware of my eating, but not in that aware.
Not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Kind of the obsessive compulsive way.
And is everybody watching me way?
Is everybody watching? Are they judging me? What I eat? How much I eat? All that kind of stuff. And Michelle was the one that noticed that I didn't have that anymore. And that was literally at the end of class.
Wow. Pretty fast.
Yeah. And so when this friend of mine did this class on food, I kind of went, whoa, I could do that. And, you know, put my own little personal history and spin on it. So this is what's kind of prompting this is I'm going to do a class on the 29th of, it's called?
March.
What's it called? March. What'd I say?
Well, the 29th, but there are several 29ths in the year coming up.
It was so funny because, you know, I always joke about access classes about how they kind of fry your brain.
Yeah.
Well, I was helping Sarah host this class, right? And so we're, not only are we doing all the processing and everything, we're running around taking care of things.
Yeah.
And I walk out and I'm filling out this paperwork and I look at one of the attendees. I'm like, is it March? She just looks at me, ha, and laughs. I'm like, no, really.
Isn't it March? Right. And well, that's why I wanted to clarify what 29 it was.
Right. All right. So on Tuesday, March 29th, I'm going to do a class called Friend or Enemy? What's Your Relationship with Food?
Ooh, I like it.
Okay. And this isn't about weight loss.
Right.
I mean, sure, it could assist in that, but it's not just about that. Everybody has this buzz around food. I don't know a person who doesn't. And, you know, growing up with a nutritionist mother, you grew up knowing what was in food, what it did to you, what it didn't do to you, what you're supposed to eat, what you weren't supposed to eat. So I was highly, highly
aware
of what to eat, what not to eat.
People who won't invite me over.
I know. Say people won't watch news with me because I tell them what's going on.
Right.
But, and so people have this buzz. Should I be eating this? Should I not be eating this? Am I eating healthy? Am I taking the right supplements? Whatever. And what's interesting is you also have some emotional attachments to it that you don't consider, you don't notice. And so this is what this class is to be, is helping to get rid of that.
Cool.
It's simple. We talk about it and we do some verbal processing and we'll help you get rid of that buzz around food. Like I said, it's not just about weight loss. It'll help with that, absolutely.
Right.
But there are people who stay too thin, or their life is centered around eating.
Mm-hmm. Because, well, a lot of people's life is centered around eating.
Yeah.
Family gets together. What do?
Eat.
It's so social.
Yeah, it is. It's social. It's
sure. Well, what it is, I mean, even, you know, you go out to dinner, you go out with friends to dinner, you know, so it's not only social with family, it's used as a social gathering. And, you know, we were talking about this. I don't remember, somebody brought up about so many fast food restaurants, and so many restaurants, because one of our families was down here and we were going to go out and every place was packed.
Ugh.
And I
kind of like this weekend.
Yeah. And I said, you know, when you guys were kids, we didn't go out. I mean, if we went out for dinner, it was a special occasion.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah. But
or
I mean,
Friday night.
Yeah. Or you know, family, homie, something. Yeah. And, but there's so much access to food now that there didn't used to be. And so people do go out much more to eat, which it make, you know, which makes it hard when you're kind of wanting to make choices.
Right. Wanting to make choices. And then there's that whole eating healthy. What is healthy? What's not healthy? And not only that, but with the social, there's also the emotional responses of like a warm fuzzy. You know, it's a warm fuzzy. Or it's a, I smell this and I get hives because of this reason or whatever. Or, you know, I'm going to eat this Twinkie because I deserve it. And then so you put all this oomph on it. I call it the energetic buzz. You put, I deserve this, so I'm going to eat it.
I ate good all day yesterday.
Yeah, and look at that. It's kind of like an affirmation. What's the underlying point of view?
That you ate bad.
That I ate bad and I have no will or I don't really deserve this. And, you know, and.
But I'm going to tell myself I do.
You're going to sit there and judge yourself.
Yeah.
And so I'm here to say, well, what if you don't have those buzzes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if you could actually choose to eat that Twinkie from a conscious place?
Yeah.
And some days it may be a bite or two or the Twinkie.
Yeah.
Who knows? I love peanut M&Ms. Don't tell my mother.
I know you do.
And, you know, every once in a while, the peanut M&Ms, just my body sings with them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're listening to your body, that's how you know if it's something your body wanted or not.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you're, for me, my body not literally sings, but because I can't carry a tune. Just kidding.
You're welcome.
I'm working on it. But I do. My body just feels stronger and better. Sometimes with peanut M&Ms.
And see, I look at a peanut M&M and I'm going to give you total judgment here.
See, and this
one, I don't like chocolate. And I know the peanut inside is rancid.
See?
So to me, a peanut M&M is like, yuck.
See, this is kind of the buzz I'm talking about.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. It's a perfect example. Because for me, every once in a while, the peanut M&Ms just go, oh, that tastes so good. That's what I wanted.
I know people love them. I'm going, ugh.
Okay. Look at me. It's not the point.
I know.
But that's the thing is, look at that from several points of view, just simple as the peanut M&Ms. Okay, so we're going to take me. Case in point, me.
You.
Okay, I love peanut M&Ms. My mother is a nutritionist, hates them. She sits there and goes, well, they're rancid peanuts inside. But I like them. Every once in a while, they really make my body feel good. And then the chocolate's bad, and then the candy. And if you eat too much of those, you know, it's going to do this, 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 da, 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 da. I'm like,
you're welcome.
Right? So,
trying to ruin your M&Ms.
It's not working.
I know.
Sorry. I pod-pocked you.
Shocking.
But this is kind of the, and pod-pocking is the slang for the verbal processing for those who are just catching on to the show. It's not bad.
No.
It's actually good. What it does is it takes me back into choice.
Yeah.
Instead of that knee-jerk reaction, I can't eat that because my mother says no.
Yeah.
And I have that. Can you guys feel that angst and that buzz? And so when I do would eat the M&Ms from that point, that place.
They would make you sick.
Well, they would probably make me sick because I would have such a judgment of myself. I would lock that into my body. Ugh. I mean, it just feels heavy talking about it. Instead, I ask my body, do you want to eat this? When I get a yes, I do it. Mm-hmm. When I get a no, I don't.
Right.
And no, Soraya's over there going, you need to take a break. Yes.
Somebody's got to keep us on track.
I know, and I'm so glad it's her. All right, so we're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this food, but really about communicating with your body, because that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You take the buzz away from food, then what?
Yeah.
Then you need to communicate with your body.
Exactly. So then what do I do?
Right. So we're going to talk more about that. And this is where we are going to continue on in the next hour. And I don't know what you're pointing to, so just go ahead and do it.
Okay. What I wanted to say is to set Tuesday, March 29th apart, 6:30 to 9, at the center.
Yes.
And that is at 376 East Sunland Suite Drive, Suite 7B down in the rear. It's at...
It's 6:30 to 9, and it's only $20.
Yeah.
And really, that's just to cover the cost of goodies and room and that kind of fun stuff.
Using the tools from this class, I changed my relationship with my body.
That would be me.
And this is what can happen very fast. It's not like you have to do this 352 times.
No, I was at the end of class.
Yeah.
And Michelle, my sister, noticed that the buzz was gone.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have a class about food.
And the phone number they should call?
801-706-6509-801-706-6509. And let me reiterate, I didn't do the class on food.
No.
But it changed.
Yeah.
So could you imagine what you can change with a couple hours spent specifically talking about your relationship with food? You don't have to be heavy. You don't have to have an eating disorder. Nothing. I guarantee you have a buzz about food. I do not know a single person who does not have a buzz about food.
Except your mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
She might be the ringleader. She might be, you know... She has secret meetings of food.
The head person.
Right? Yeah, and I can't imagine any of your listeners would have.
No.
Which is kind of why we're carrying it over into the third hour.
Yeah.
Because it is such an important topic. And I'm not. And what's interesting is your eating style might not change, but your ease with it would.
Your awareness.
Your awareness, your ease. And what if you enjoyed the meal instead of going, well, this is what I should do. What if it's what you chose to do?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. All right. So this is Access the Magic with Danielle Andavada on Fox News, AM 1450, KZNU, and FM 96.7. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Danielle with a reading Divana, so I'm going to say her name. This is Access the Magic. Thanks for coming back.
You're welcome.
Because Divana didn't, so I appreciate y'all who were, you know, listening and came back. Okay, so I'm kind of using this class as a springboard of our topic. The class is friend or enemy. What is your relationship with food?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, underneath that is, are you eating to live or living to eat?
I've always considered myself eating to live.
Right.
Yeah. Never had a lot of pleasure in food.
I know.
Isn't that interesting? So I've never had a buzz on food.
No, she's never had a buzz on food. And what's interesting is I guarantee before this class, she'll look at me and go, do you need me to come?
Because I don't want to go.
Because you don't want to go.
I'm afraid you'll drag me there.
You will be there.
Oh, okay.
You're lucky I'm not having it at your house.
I could leave.
I know. But I am having it at the center.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, March 29th from 6:30 to 9.
That's the massage center.
That's the St. George Massage Center with Michael. It's only $20. It's only $20.
I know.
When my friend did this, it was...
150?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So the address is 376 East Sunland Drive, Suite 7B, which is around the
in
back.
In the back. Yeah. On the bottom. Nice place.
It is. It is. You want more information about that? Give me a call at 801-706-6509.
Is it on your website yet or no?
No.
Okay.
It is not.
Okay.
But the website is accessthemagic.com if you want to listen to past shows. Which, like the show last week, that the consciousness of the planet giving to the earth, it was really interesting
was
for me. I hadn't explained it that way before. I'm telling you, I love doing the show. Because stuff comes out of my mouth after the end of the hour, and I go, wow.
Who said that?
That's pretty cool. I have what I call access Tourette's.
Yes.
But instead of swear words...
It's knowledge.
It's energetic speak. It's really interesting. Yeah. That's the whole going with the flow of the energy.
I like that, energetic speak.
Yeah.
What did I just say?
I don't know. But I will do that. I'll listen to past shows, go, wow.
Who said that?
That's my voice. I didn't know.
I knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know I ever knew that. I wish I knew that now.
Right. Well, listen to your past shows and then you will.
I know, right? Maybe I should start listening. Right. Doesn't sound like me anyways.
Right. Sounds like me.
You know what's interesting? It is completely random. I call them squirrel moments in class. Have you ever seen Up?
Yes. I love that movie. They really did that.
What?
Yeah. A company took a house, put the balloons on it. Did you see it, Sarai? Yeah, they put, like weather balloons on it, picked it up, and took it up into the sky to prove that you could actually do that.
Wow.
I loved that movie.
It was a very cute movie. Mm-hmm. And in there, the dogs are always getting distracted by imaginary squirrels.
Right.
And so me and Sarah do squirrel moments in class. It's like when you're off on a tangent or like you completely on a new subject and it's not what it is or the class was about and then you come back to it. We call it squirrel moments, which is funny because it's spreading in access. I think it's pretty funny. So total squirrel moment. I can't remember what it was. I got distracted by my squirrels. What were we talking about?
Have we bought that movie? We should buy that movie.
We should buy that movie.
There's a lot of wisdom in that movie. Sorry, you're gone.
I know.
It'll come back.
I have totally no idea what my squirrel moment was.
You must be a dog. You got distracted by a squirrel.
I did. I totally have to explain squirrels. Anyway. All right. Okay. It'll come back if it needs to.
Yeah.
All right. So last week we were talking about the consciousness of the planet and how it gives to us all the time. And so we can actually, give back to it. And we did that at the end of class. And that was really end of the show. That was really interesting. And so I also want to talk about, we're going to talk a little bit about conscious embodiment and about the consciousness of the body. You know, I always want to do like a structured show. Then that goes out the window because it goes everywhere.
I know you have notes.
I have notes. I always have notes. When do I read the notes?
Right.
Okay, so if the planet has this consciousness, and as we talked about last week, our bodies are made from elements of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Would our bodies not have consciousness?
Exactly.
You know? And so what it means by that, what I mean by that is, how many of us actually communicate with our body?
Not many people. Most people are just very critical. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, very critical. They judge, and they try to control it. They abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by abuse it? That's a buzzword for a lot of people. I don't abuse. I'm nice. I do this or whatever. What's interesting is you can abuse your body by the food you put in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can abuse your body by the exercise you do to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can abuse your body by the
or
clothes you're
up.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah, truly.
You can abuse your body by the clothes you put on it. And I'm not just talking about the tight ones.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it smells like something you're allergic to and you're wearing it anyway. There are a number of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the specific one was food, because it's like, if your body doesn't want to drink and you go out drinking all night, how do you feel the next day?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't drink.
I don't either, but...
But I have had what I feel is a comparable bread hangover.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally.
You know, those nights when my body doesn't want to eat, like the pasta dinner, and I go out for Italian, and I don't listen
French bread,
to my body.
And breadsticks.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Make you nauseous?
Not right now, actually. But... Sometimes.
Always makes me nauseous.
And so I wake up the next morning. I'm lethargic.
You're hungover.
Hungover.
Totally.
My body's swollen. I mean, ugh.
Well, because you have a gluten intolerance. And do you know that you have a gluten intolerance?
Well, see, this is what's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to like what I'm about to say, just so you know.
Oh, well.
Yes. So, okay. So we look at this. We have a conscious, the body has a consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you grow up saying, oh, you have a gluten intolerance, what point of view are you locking into your body?
That I have a gluten intolerance.
That I have a gluten intolerance. Okay. And so your body will start to create that. You know, it's kind of like we talked about with that, who does it belong to?
Mm-hmm.
And you can have, like, when I had that heart, when I was in the airport in New York and I had that heart seat, you know, my heart hurt. And for that, I went, oh my gosh, my heart hurts. And for that split second, I claimed it as mine.
I'm having a heart attack.
I could see the future of doctor's appointments, shortness of breath, hardly being able to move, surgeries, pills, and all that kind of stuff. Because in that 10 seconds, I claimed it as mine, and my body started to create it. And then I went, wait a minute, who does that belong to? Oh, it's not mine. You know, return to sender.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the gentleman across the way. So that being said, how many other things that we think is harmless or a knowledge of some sort have we used to lock our bodies into something that might or might not be true or might not be as severe as we might think it is? Okay. And what I mean by that is this whole gluten thing with me. You know, I grew up with people in my family who had a severe gluten intolerance. You know, they had celiac. Uh-huh. You're still on the air. They had a gluten intolerance. Okay. And with that, I was told I had this huge gluten intolerance. And so it actually started getting worse and worse and worse as the years go on. And so what I find interesting is once I've podpocked it, once I did some verbal processing on this, I, every once in a while, I mean, don't get me wrong, my body, wheat is not its favorite thing.
Right.
Okay. But it's also not as severe
mm-hmm.
as I had once believed.
Yeah.
And when I believed it was that severe, I was having severe reactions. But every once in a while, I will go, body, what do you want? It'll say an Italian dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually it's after a class, which is interesting because I'm expanding so much energy. And I've used a lot of sugar in my body.
Yeah.
And wheat is a sugar.
Yeah, totally.
And so, so every once in a while, like after Sarah and I taught foundation in level one last time. We went out to this Italian restaurant. I had bruschetta, manicotti, breadsticks, some kind of dessert pizza. All bread, right? Next morning, and it tasted so good because I asked my body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it tasted so good. I woke up the next morning, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, no hangover.
Wow.
No nothing. Okay. So this is kind of the buzz I'm talking about.
So if people do that, can they drink and not wake up with a hangover?
I have no idea.
Serious?
Somebody who drinks, let me know. But here's the key. I asked my body.
Yeah.
I didn't go, oh, I facilitated class. I deserve to have a pasta dinner.
Mm-hmm.
No. Body, what would you like to eat? Pasta.
And if it had said no?
If it had said no, I don't do it. Because then I feel hungover in the morning, which is not really fun.
No.
But this is what's interesting. So I had locked, body has a consciousness.
Yep.
I locked into the point of view that I have a severe celiac.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe not. But I do, my body does, blah, 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 blah. My body, its favorite thing is not wheat.
No.
It's not. I prefer rice. My body prefers rice, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
However, did you, as my mother, could you ever have imagined me several years ago, the morning after our pasta dinner, a lot of wheat, being happy and healthy?
No.
And my body reacting well?
No. You'd be grumpy.
Yes. To say the least.
Well, because your blood sugar would have been in the tank,
mm-hmm.
and your body would have been swollen.
You allergic reactions.
Felt awful. And when people feel awful, they're not very pleasant.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting, Mother?
And your point?
I think this subtle point went well that time.
Yeah.
Okay, but no, but really, I mean, look at this. I find this fascinating because I've lived my entire life with the point of view I have this severe celiac,
mm-hmm.
severe gluten intolerance, severe allergic to wheat.
Well, we didn't know that all your life. We didn't know that till I when I did the that book, Eat Right for Your Blood Type.
Uh-huh.
And so we were doing the same thing because I thought you should eat like I ate, and yeah. It didn't work.
No, it didn't work. And I have the type of celiac where apparently you keep weight instead of not
get
keep
skinny.
Weight.
Right.
Yeah, thanks.
Most of the time you get super thin.
Yeah.
But there are two different, your body reacts in two different ways.
And it's so exciting.
Yes. So.
Oh, just making sure I actually turned on the recorder.
Yeah.
That momentary squirrel of not seeing the red light. Okay. So, yeah, but so it's interesting. So it's like how much of that, the severeness of it, mm-hmm. had I built up and locked into my body? Because the body is a conscious place.
Yeah.
You ask your body what it wants to do, what it wants to wear, what it wants to eat, and it'll let you know. And this for me, is a really interesting example because when it wants that pasta dinner,
it
I feel
react.
Fine.
Yeah.
I feel good. And
when
I mean,
it doesn't?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I can still eat too much of it.
Yeah.
There is that, you know, with every bite, you want to ask if it's enough and stop when your body wants.
Yes. And we'll be talking more about that later, about listening to those signals,
yes.
in your body that say, you know what, we're done here, and how many people go past that.
Yeah, and I'll give some tips on how to recognize that, mm-hmm. and how to build that muscle.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit in class, too, which is friend or enemy, what's your relationship with food?
Are you eating to live or living to eat?
Right. It'll be on Thursday, March 29th.
That says Tuesday, though, not Thursday.
Okay. Well, I'm reading
it upside
down.
It's hard when you read
it. Okay, you read it.
Okay.
You got right set up.
Right. Tuesday, March 29th, 6:30 to 9, cost $20. It will be at the center, and that is the center, St. George Massage Center, 376 East Sunland Drive, Suite 7B, in the rear. That's down on the bottom. And you can call Danielle at 801-706-6509. There is limited seating, so we can't put 50 people in there, so
yeah.
You need to call.
Yes, please call, because I'll also have, this is a very interactive class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so with the interaction, I need props and I need handouts. So please let me know if you're coming, so I know what to bring.
Yeah.
And yeah, there is limited seating. The center is a great place. But we're not going to fit 50 people in there.
No. So, it's going to become a first come, first serve. Not that you can't come that night, but it'll be, you really need to let, Danielle know at 801.
Do me a favor, please.
801-706-6509. That's 801-706-6509. That's Tuesday, March 29th from 6:30 to 9 at, the Massage Center. And that is at 376 East Sunland Drive, Suite 7B, down in the rear. Again, the number is 801-706-6509. What would you like to change?
Yeah, that's, that's the, for the radio show, what would you like to change?
Yeah.
Because it's funny when I meet people, because I do a little bit of traveling.
Yeah.
And so I talk to people a lot on planes.
No,
people
talk to you.
Oh, yeah. People talk to me a lot.
Yeah, everywhere we go.
It's fun, though.
I know. You enjoy it.
It's an interesting combination, mm-hmm. of people talking to me because they know they won't receive judgment from it.
Mm-hmm.
And, or for whatever reason, they feel compelled to tell me something.
Their life story.
Right. But here's the thing. I've been looking at this a lot lately because I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I like to interview people.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a good thing about people wanting to tell me things, because I'm sitting there and I talk to them and I,
take notes.
Yeah. And it was interesting because I met recently a woman who is a dominatrix.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's a dominatrix and, she doesn't have sex with them, but she dominates them,
Takes all kinds.
Well,
that's Soraya's attention.
I know. I found it fascinating. So I sat there and I asked her a bunch of questions, and it shocked her universe that I had no judgment of it.
Interesting.
No judgment of it. But so
hey,
she
I like to beat somebody up and get paid.
Yes, I know. And me and Soraya, I just hope it's not us.
That's
anyway,
right.
But no, it was interesting because I'm like, I got to hear all these fascinating things about, because she was willing to open up to me.
Interesting.
I asked her questions and did whatever. It was fascinating.
And interesting.
So it's interesting to see how Access has helped me shift that of not hiding, but people talking to me. And then I like talking to people. Who would have thought?
Exactly.
I'm related to Devana. I never knew I liked talking to people.
You're writing books now.
I am writing books. It's
and all these people, that's what I used to tell people that I knew. Watch out, you'll be in my book, so you better be nice.
Well, and that's why I like talking to people and asking them questions about them and their life, because it's research also.
Right, exactly.
It is. I'm a writer. Exactly. I collect personalities and types.
Yeah.
It's fun. Anyways, okay, we need to take a break. That was a total squirrel. But, all right, so this is Access the Magic. This is Danielle and Devana, and this is Fox News AM 1450. And 96.7 FM, KZNU, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Access the Magic on Fox News AM 1450 and FM 96.7, KZNU. I think I just like saying that.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's kind of like a cadence. Okay, so today we're talking about the class I'm going to do that I'm so excited about. I am so excited about this class.
I know.
Because I know what freedom it can
give you.
Create for people.
Yeah.
Because I know what freedom it created for me. Because, you know, with me getting rid of this buzz about food, that was the first step and one of the biggest steps for me changing my body.
Yeah.
From when I lost all that weight and shifted and all, because I got rid of the buzz that I had about food.
Mm-hmm.
Because trust me, for those of you who know who my mother is, I knew all about food.
Yes.
What it did, what it didn't do, what I should eat, what I shouldn't eat, and what I wanted to eat.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, and I think this was one of the things that I learned a lot of things from Access, but, and I've said this for years, you know, if you destroy your body, where else are you going to live?
Yeah.
But the truth is that does your body live in your being, or does your being live in your body?
Yeah.
That was a biggie for me.
That is a biggie. That's a biggie for me, too. And what was I watching the other day? And something said, they said, well, you know, you live within your body. And I'm like, really? How does that make you feel light or heavy? You know, one of my favorite tools is, if it makes you feel heavy, it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's not true. Or if it makes you feel light, it's a truth for you.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is sometimes it's not what you want, but it feels light for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, am I supposed to, is it feel light to call this person? Yes. Yes. Crap.
Yeah. I didn't want to
call this person. I wanted to hibernate or whatever. But
well, the big thing for me was that the body, you know, you talked about it earlier about the body being made from the earth.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't think that. There's very few people that don't believe, whether it's like pre-existence, past life, when we die, we go heaven, hell, you know, to celestial kingdom, whatever. Whatever you want, you know, 72 virgins, whatever, that we have something after this body's gone.
Yes.
Very few people will argue with that.
Correct.
So, which is bigger? Which is more significant, the body or
the
being?
Yeah, and I have an exercise about that that really kind of helps you to come to the awareness for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that in class.
Okay.
We'll do that in class, or if you talk me into it, we'll do it on the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know.
What happened?
Depending on what happened. But the class is called Friend or Enemy, What's Your Relationship with Food?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the bottom line is here, even though the being is going to be there after the body's gone, you still have to have some connection with that body, or we wouldn't need it.
Absolutely. And that's the conscious embodiment that we're talking about. We're going to talk a lot more about conscious embodiment in the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Okay. This is kind of the intro to the 10 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to the 10 o'clock hour.
Right.
I mean, not that there hasn't been interesting stuff in this one, but 10 o'clock hour? No, but it all blends. And even if people are only listening to 10 o'clock hour, it'll make sense.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of sense that never does.
Right.
Like my life pretty much now.
Yeah.
But that's, for me, following the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I write notes every, I think it's amusing. Every week I write notes.
Well, they're there.
I have 4 pages. I haven't turned a page.
Oh,
ooh,
wow.
But this part's good.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Squirrel.
I know. That's why I write notes every once in a while. Okay. Okay. So the consciousness of your own body, right? You have, don't read over my shoulder.
Oh, sorry. I'm not, I'm reading upside down. So that could be bad.
She's reading my notes. Okay, so your body has a consciousness of its own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can talk to it. You can ask it to shift. You can ask it to change. And kind of like this morning on the way here, I have come to the awareness that I have my body does not like this chemical agent, this cleaning agent that I come in contact a lot with in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to come back from Houston stuffed up. And I'm like, what's going on? I don't have allergies.
Yeah.
I know it's spring there, pollen's around. Me and my body, not an issue.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's going on? So I talked to my mommy, as, you know, all good people do. And she asked me questions. As all good people do.
Yeah.
Ask you questions. What's going on? And we came to the awareness that, you know, this laundry detergent that's not really working for me. And so I tell you this part of the story to tell you the next part of the story. And so, you know, we love Amadeo and the Amalux herbal products. And I forgot mine this morning.
And
Pre-allergy and cold. And so my nose was really bothering me. What am I going to do? Am I going to panic? Am I going to be stuffy all hour? Am I going to sneeze on air? Which I have done.
Yeah.
No, all I did, I went, okay, body. I talked to my body, the consciousness of the cells, the consciousness of my body. And I went, okay, kind of an emergency basis here.
Yeah.
I need to breathe for the next hour and be able to talk.
Yeah.
So we know what the herb is like. We know the chemical reactions and everything that sets off in the body. Let's reproduce this.
You just put Amadeo out of business.
I did not.
But it worked.
But it worked. Because when I first got here, I had a little sneezing fit. Has anything bugged me since then?
Just your mother.
Sorry.
I couldn't help that.
That was good. That was really, really, really good.
Sorry. Just kind of came out.
That's that access to Rets I'm talking about. It's following the energy and awarenesses. Just come tumbling out. But really, and so I talked with my body and I've worked with my body. And I've been able to do this hour.
Yeah.
Right before I went on air.
You were a mess.
I was a mess. I mean, I
even made you buy a Dr. Pepper.
I know, and I don't like Dr. Pepper. But it was medicine, see?
Well.
My nutritionist mother said, here, try this, because, you know.
Has a lot of caffeine, which expands your capillaries.
Yep. And I've not been drinking it. I don't like Dr. Pepper.
I do.
Oh, no. I'm the only one in my family who doesn't like Dr. Pepper. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. I don't drink it because it makes me high.
But really, and so I talked to the consciousness of my body.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with it, and I was able to create this result.
Amazing.
Isn't it, though? It's kind of like the time that we were stuck in the paint room. This room when it was painted.
Right.
And I went, okay, body, we're here for the next 3 hours. There's not much we can do. What can we do to not have this affect us?
Yeah.
And it didn't.
Yeah.
Now, am I going to sit in a paint room just for fun?
Every day?
No. But in this emergency basis, you know what? I was able to do this. So really, what are you and your body capable of when working together?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the class is about.
That's what the class is about. You get rid of this buzz for food, and you're able to actually hear what your body is requesting you give it.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally, it might be peanut M&Ms, no matter what Devonta says. I swear. But here's
Rancid
the key.
Peanuts.
Here's the key. I may eat 5. I may eat 15. But when my body says, that's
you're
enough.
You're done.
I'm done.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the difference. I've seen people eat the whole bag.
Right. So there's two parts to that. it's the when my body wants it, when my body's desiring it, going, oh, peanut M&Ms, and it's getting out of it whatever it wants.
Mm-hmm.
And then
being done.
Being done.
Okay, and you're going to go into a lot of
yes,
that at the
class. And we're going to have interactive, interactiveness.
With everybody. Okay. All right, the class is...
Experiment. Not experiment. Whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah. The class is Tuesday, March 29th. She won't be so high that night. 6:30 to 9.
Want to
bet? Or maybe she will. She'll probably eat some peanut M&Ms.
There
probably
will be peanut M&Ms. Absolutely.
Okay. 6:30 to 9, $20 at the St. George Massage Center. That is 376 East Lennon Drive at Suite 7B down in the back. Call Danielle at 801-706-6509. And a friend or enemy, what's your relationship with food? And we all have a relationship with food or we wouldn't be here.
We would. And like I said, it's not just for, I mean, people think, oh, if you're heavy, you have a relationship, you have a problem with food. Everybody has a problem with
yeah.
food. To some degree, they have that emotional reaction, that knee-jerk buzz, whatever it is. You have issues with food, I guarantee it.
Yeah, and I have a little article that we'll talk about later about babies fed solid foods too early.
Interesting. Okay, so who's under 9 and 10 o'clock are?
9 o'clock is Dr. Jack Stockwell.
I love
We're going
him.
To talk about iodine and the whole big earthquake tsunami. And then we're going to talk about thyroid. We're going to also talk about candida. So
cool.
Got a lot going on. And then the third hour, have Michael from the center. He's over at a health fair today.
Uh-huh.
Going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about food, friend
and
or enemy.
And me.
Yes.
I'm
You're my guest.
Back. I'm
on
bookends today.
I know. So, okay.
All right. So this is Access the Magic. And please, you know, even if you don't come to the class, take a look at the food and ask your body what you want to eat, what it wants to eat, what it doesn't want to eat. Give me a call, 801-706-6509. If you want to come to class, have a great week.
Vonna, this is Vonna's Health and Wellness. Welcome to the show this morning. My guest in the studio, drum roll please, is Danielle Carter.
Hey, hello.
And this is the other half of the show that we did from 8 to 9.
Yes.
Your magic show.
Yes.
We're carrying the magic through.
Had magic always.
Had magic with Dr. Stockwell. Always. And you're doing a class Tuesday, March the 29th.
Yes, I'm very excited.
From 6:30 to 9 for $20, only $20. They charge a lot more for this class other places.
Very
We're lucky.
True.
I know.
But I just like playing. And so it's like. It's
you're being helpful to all the people in this area. We thank you for that.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm grateful for Gary Douglas and the Tools of Access Consciousness. Because
yeah.
I've. Done a lot of things in my life with Devana as my mother. I've tried everything.
Yeah. Well, not everything.
All right. I've resisted everything.
Okay. That's truth.
I did. I mean, you offered me a lot.
Yes.
And probably most of them would have succeeded. But I had a resistance to it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a decision in place that it wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
So I didn't even
so
do it.
So why bother?
Yeah, I didn't even do it.
It's not
it
going to
work.
I'm not going to waste my time.
Right. And all that resistance was is the energetic it's the energetic field around the whole thing
mm-hmm.
that keeps us from changing, that keeps us from doing things. You know, what if these, you know, all these people who are labeled as weak-willed,
mm-hmm.
oh, you just can't do it because you have no will.
Yeah.
You're just weak.
No willpower. That's why you weigh 400 pounds.
Yeah.
No
you have
willpower.
No willpower, no this, or I'm just lazy, I'm a procrastinator. What if it's just an energetic thing you can't get rid of that's
mm-hmm.
easy
to
get rid of
when you know how?
Right. And
but not knowing how is
exactly.
A key.
And that's how we get labeled with the procrastinator or with the weak-willed or the, you know, we can keep going on or.
Yeah.
But it's. With these tools of Access Consciousness, it's really easy to change this.
Yeah.
And the one I'm going to focus on in this class is our relationship with food. because that was one of the first things that was actually pointed out to me. It was so far out of my universe already that I didn't notice the difference, but my family did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, after the first core classes I took of mm-hmm. the Bars Foundation Level 1, which are the classes I teach now. It's very exciting. but anyway, so out of these classes, literally the class ended. We met our family for dinner.
Yeah.
And
it was that fast.
It was that fast. And my sister Michelle noticed that I no longer had that buzz about the food I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because one of my main buzzes about food that I focused on subconsciously.
Yeah.
Was because I was heavy, and so I was worried about people judging
order.
Me. Yeah, what I was eating or how much of it I was eating. I remember buying donuts and Coke for Grandma at the grocery store.
It wasn't even for you.
No, but I wanted to tell everybody around me it wasn't for me because I didn't want them to judge me as being
because you were heavy
and I was
eating this crap.
Yeah, and I was buying Cokes and donuts and Cheetos.
Yeah.
And it was for my 80-pound grandmother.
Right.
You know? But I did. I wanted to tell everybody it wasn't mine.
Yeah.
Strangers who really, should their opinion matter? No. But
no.
I was judging it. So.
Yeah.
And so after I took the Bars Foundation Level 1 class, we met my family, our family.
Right.
At Ventures for dinner. And my sister noticed that I didn't have that buzz about the food anymore.
Well, she's a very aware person.
She's a very aware person. And I'm grateful for her for that awareness because, like I said, it was so out of my universe, I didn't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something I went, oh, look, I can eat this and I don't care if you're watching me or if I have a judgment or I'm going to try. I had already gotten rid of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't in my universe.
Yeah.
But my sister was like, wow. And let me emphasize that it wasn't a verbal thing.
Right.
It wasn't a, like, I turned to you guys, well, I'm going to eat this and blah, 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 blah.
I don't care if you think I'm stupid or whatever.
It was the energy around it. It was my physical stance. It
mm-hmm.
was my lack of apprehension or whatever it was. Or
mm-hmm.
whatever it was that she noticed, it was just a physical, energetic thing. There was no vocal thing to it that
mm-hmm.
she noticed.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Which I found fascinating, right?
Yeah.
Awareness of energy? Yes.
Yes.
And so that's what that's what I want to specifically go into with this class.
Mm-hmm.
Is I don't care if you're a size 18, a size 24, a size 0. You have buzz about food. And it's not even really about your size.
Right.
You could be so focused on healthy eating. Not that I can imagine anybody here listening to this is focused on healthy eating. You could be so focused on healthy eating that you also have a buzz about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing things, well, I should do this, I should do this, I should do this. But what does your body want?
Mm-hmm.
What does your body require?
Yeah.
See, here's the thing is, your body, you do this class, you might not have a change in your way of eating. But you'll have more ease with it. What would
mm-hmm.
it be like to enjoy a meal?
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards not judge yourself. Was it good enough? Did I meet all that I needed to? I ate too much.
And we're going to talk about listening to that bell that goes off.
Yeah. And, you know, oh, I had blueberries, so I had my antioxidants. I had, orange juice, so I had vitamin C. Oh, but it wasn't that kind. I had too much pulp in it. I mean,
yeah.
Those are all the buzzes
I'm
talking about with food.
I know.
And so, like I said, it's not about size.
Yeah.
There is nobody I know. It doesn't have a buzz about food.
Well, there was a big article in the paper this past week. I think it was like Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a picture of a woman who is anorexic.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an anorexic woman that I think she was in Europe that just died. She was a model, a
mm-hmm.
former model, and just literally starved herself to death.
Yeah.
And I remember the story of a little gal that was anorexic, and she went to a psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist says, okay, mom, make your daughter eat. So she's very sweet to her, and, oh, I'm afraid you're going to die, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, please eat for me. And then she asks, and the daughter goes, no. And then the dad goes, well, I'm just going to strangle you. You won't have to starve yourself to death. because I'm going to, if you don't eat, I'm going to really be mean and so on and so forth. And the daughter goes, no. And so then the psychiatrist looks at the daughter and goes, okay, you win. You get to die. So you think this girl didn't have a buzz?
Yeah.
And it was total control. The only thing in her life she had control of. How much better if she'd have had this type of class and had an ease? She could have still made the choice.
Yes.
But not have it be such a buzz.
Yeah, and that's really what, you know, I'm looking to get people to, is to where they have choice in this.
Mm-hmm.
To where, because, yeah, you need to eat to keep your body alive.
Yeah.
True statement.
Hello?
Okay. But what if you could have fun along the way?
Mm-hmm.
What if you could enjoy your meal? You know, in Access, we talk about what if a meal could be an orgasmic experience. And in Access, we were describing orgasmic experience as the fun, nurturing, generative, healing, loving, you know.
Yeah.
And energies, not the copulation
right.
orgasm, but just, you know, the...
Yeah.
And your life expands and grows from that. Mm-hmm. What if a meal could be like that?
Yeah.
What if every bite could be that way instead of a necessary evil? I mean, there's people in this room who consider eating a necessary evil.
That would be me.
That would be you. And so...
Well, it goes to you, are you eating to live or living to eat?
Yeah.
I eat to live.
Yeah. And then
I don't take a lot of pleasure in food.
You don't.
I really don't.
You don't. But what if you could?
I might come to this class.
You are coming to this
okay.
class. Okay. And then some people live to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the whole thing about the diets. And then they do the one off day. And you can eat whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, I've told people to do that for years.
So they live to that one day.
Yeah.
Which I agree with. Don't get me wrong. I do that too. If you're having a craving or whatever, you know, that's a whole different.
Satisfy it.
Yeah. That's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
But what if you're craving that because your body was requiring something from it?
Mm.
Okay. And so instead of denying yourself all of that, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, pecan pie. I want a pecan pie. Whatever reason. I just love pecan pie. And so you have your off day. Say Sunday's your off day. And so you give yourself, pecan pie, I deserved it. You've lived this entire week to eat that pie.
Mm-hmm.
So you eat a whole pie.
You're going to be sick.
Or you eat two pieces. Instead of maybe if you're working with your body, you didn't have that buzz about it,
mm-hmm.
you could have eaten half the piece mm-hmm. and your body would have been happy.
Or a bite.
Or maybe the two pieces.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But not have any guilt thrown in there. Oh my gosh, I ate two pieces of pecan pie.
Yeah. No guilt, no judgment, no knee-jerk reaction of I'm bad, I'm horrible. I mean, honestly, people stop for a second. Think of the last meal you had, okay? Whatever it was, whether it was breakfast or yesterday. Mine was yesterday because I had hot chocolate. Except I wore it. Sorry, he's going to laugh at me. I spilled it. I'm not happy. Apparently, my body wanted to
absorb it through the skin.
Well, it's really good. It's cinnamon, hot chocolate,
squirrel.
Anyway, so think back to the last time you had a meal, okay? How did you feel afterwards?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Because I did one of your little things.
You did?
I learned things.
You listened to me?
We were up in Springdale.
Yes.
Springdale? Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. We went up there to the 50s thing. It was so good. And by the way, there's still an afternoon show and an evening show. I don't know if you can still get tickets, but it's the Bumbleberry Theater. It was so good. But anyway, I digress. We went to this hamburger place called Oscar's.
Ooh, I've always wanted to try it.
And they have huge hamburgers. Mm-hmm. They have turkey burgers. So I split one with my husband. I made him take all that stuff they put onto the side so I could eat mine kind of plain. But when I go, what kind of bun does it come on? Whole wheat.
Ugh.
Well, you know, I went, ick. And they have sourdough bread. And, of course, my husband's going, but the bun's really good. But I don't do well with wheat.
I like sourdough.
So, yeah, you probably would have done that. But anyway, I said, and I didn't want to take away from his because he really likes it. So I went, I said, no, that's fine. go ahead and bring the... So I thought, I'm going to make it so that it doesn't make me sick.
Ah!
Because I really had no choice.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to spoil the meal for somebody else. Not that I haven't done that many times. But...
No comment.
Yeah. So...
No comment loudly.
So I did a what would it take for me to eat that wheat bun and not have it make me sick.
Were you talking with your body as well?
Yes, exactly. So I thought, I can do this. I can survive this. I wouldn't eat the carrot cake, though, but no. Carrot and cake should not be in the same sentence. But they do. Everybody else thought their carrot cake was to die for. But
I'm
carrot
happy for
cake,
them.
No. They tried their best to get me to eat it. It's like, I'll only go so far. And this is, I'm not going there. So, anyway.
The wheat bun.
I used it, yeah. So and I felt fine.
Oh, how does it get better than
I
that?
Know.
You know?
So and you that, should be proud of me.
I am so proud.
I know.
I am so proud I could quit now, except I enjoy the work too much. But, yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. Exactly. Instead of sitting there and judging and going into crazy
mode. She's just
going to
make me sick now.
Yeah, or...
That was the old days.
How inconvenient. I'm always the victim because yeah. Blah, 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 blah. I have this limitation. No.
I totally went, it's okay.
Worked with your body, talked with it, and went, ah, what else is possible here?
Yep. Like, I did it.
I'm so proud.
So
I'm
you
so
can
proud.
Teach an old dog new tricks.
Yes.
Wish I had some of these tricks years ago.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
I know.
I'm very excited. Oh, wait.
Okay, we need to take a break. I was going to let you do it.
I know. I started to. I'm like, wait a minute. It's your show.
Okay. All right. If you have a question or a comment this morning, you can give us a call at 673-1450. And if you would like to get a hold of Danielle, you can call her at 801-706-6509. Her website is accessthemagic.com. Friend or enemy, what's your relationship with food? The class will be March the 29th from 6:30 to 9, $20 at the center. Again, her phone number is 801-706-6509. This is Devonna. This is Devonna's Health and Wellness. This is Fox News Radio 96.7 FM and 1450 AM KZNU, and we'll be right back. This is Devonna. This is Devonna's Health and Wellness. Welcome to the show. And my guest in the studio,
is me.
Is, I don't know if I've ever had you for a guest.
Not in a long time.
But I asked her to come in because...
Where's the nepotism? Come on.
Really? I asked her to talk about this class that she's having because I think the name of the class is Friend or Enemy, What's Your Relationship with Food? And everybody has a relationship to food. What is the first thing you get after you're born? Food.
Slapped on the butt.
Well, they're not supposed to do that anymore, but...
Food, yes.
But food.
Yes.
I mean, inside the womb, all of your needs are taken care of. Totally.
How? My food. That's what the umbilical cord is. It's not just to keep you in place.
Yeah. And so, and there's such... an emotional connection with food. And we talked about that a little bit earlier, you know, comfort foods. And in our family, what do we do? Because I cooked a lot of Mexican food. When we all get together, what do?
We cook Mexican food. As a matter of fact, talking about aware, Sister Michelle texted me.
Uh-huh.
And she... Oh, I think this was the squirrel I lost in,
That's right, in the first show.
She's in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Where we used to live.
Where we used to live, and she went to this restaurant.
Where we lived there, too.
Yes, we lived at the restaurant. And it invokes such warm, fuzzy feelings for us all.
Mm-hmm.
So she was sending us pictures, and I was telling her, I'm like, you're mean. Because she's there, she's good to eat some. But she's bringing it back for us, which we appreciate, you know, beans, queso, and hot sauce. You know, our warm fuzzies.
Yeah.
And, you know... And it's interesting because, you know, we talk about this buzz on food. We always go to the negative, but there's also the positive.
Yes.
Like, we make these homemade tacos.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are like, oh, we love these tacos.
Right.
And then, like, our in-laws.
Homemade tamales.
Homemade tamales. But with the tacos, our in-laws are like, yeah, they're okay.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
But for us, it's like this big thing, yeah. And it's, you know, this experience. And for us, it is an orgasmic experience. Yeah. We take a bite and it's like, oh, you
we
know.
We love these tacos. Yeah. Even my mother liked those tacos.
I know. But, you know, that's that warm, fuzzy, yeah. Energetic.
Which is a good
reaction.
Thing.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Yeah.
Then we don't have to get rid of it. But what I'm saying is that's the same thing, except on the other side.
Yeah.
As the knee-jerk judgment reaction is the warm, fuzzy. And also, but what if with that warm, fuzzy, what if you didn't have to eat 14 tacos to get that feeling?
Yeah.
Which has been done in our family.
Yes.
True example.
Yes.
You know.
You also threw them up.
True. Wasn't me. But anyway, so yeah. So, you know, what if that, or what if it didn't have to be food to get the warm fuzzy feeling?
Yeah.
You know, because what if it was some kind of food that was actually harming your body, but you had that emotional
connection to it.
Reaction to it, and so you eat it even though it made you sick or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like me, I have an emotional connection to the smell of baking bread.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people do.
Oh my gosh. So that first slice of bread, homemade bread and butter, and oh,
I did
for
that
me
too.
It's a I know, thank you. For me, it's a big warm fuzzy feeling, but if my body's not wanting it, it will make me sick.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is also the listening to your body with what kind of food it wants, which we're going to go into a lot in the class as well, because those are all elements of it.
Wouldn't it be interesting to teach this to drinkers? I mean, problem drinkers or drug people, to ask their body.
Totally. Well, what's interesting is that you said that. By the way, Michelle said, no wonder she's a sugar addict. Thank you. Because she was talking about the earlier about the sugar water and pablum. Anyways, somebody's calling me. So drinking, right?
Yeah.
I don't drink.
Right.
I've never had a desire for it. Even during my, you know, few days of rebellion as a teenager.
Your few days.
Few days.
Hour and a half.
Right? I never had a desire for it.
Right.
I just never have. You know, people like to say, oh, it's because you're raised Mormon.
No.
I just never had a desire. And so, but I'm always going, oh, I need a drink. I'm always saying that.
Yeah.
And Sarah's like, every time you say that, I want a drink. She's like, ask your body. So I did. I asked my body. I'm like, okay, body, do you want some alcohol?
Right.
You know, I fell over backwards. It was so such a no because I did the muscle test.
Yeah.
I fell over. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
She's like, I guess not. But that was, it's interesting. Her buzz. She wanted a drink.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I meant, usually when I say that I need water, I just need a drink.
Usually water.
Yeah. But for her, that was her connection.
Wow.
Her, it's like Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
You know, I need a drink.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
No. So, you know,
but it would
the class,
be interesting to teach these to people who have an addiction problem to food.
Yeah.
I mean, when somebody, and there's a new program on TV where you have to be 1,000 pounds to get into this weight loss program.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking addiction. And so it would be very interesting to be able to have these people and teach them, or the Biggest Loser, teach these people these tools
and
help them.
And I find that fascinating because the show The Biggest Loser, I am a fan. I think they can do some really great things, but so often, because they just don't know. They don't tackle the core issues. You know, we had the Sione and Felipe on our shows from The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
And from rumor, I think one of them's gained quite a weight back.
Yeah.
Because while they're doing a lot of great stuff on the show, they're not, and they are tackling some of the, you know, the traders will get them in the corner and they'll do some of the psychological. They're not doing the energetic thing. They're not shifting all of this energy stuff, and so they can slip back into it. And like I said about this class, it's not about the size.
No.
It's about the reaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the buzz about food. And you know what?
Good, bad, right. Oh, totally. Everybody does.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You do. And so again, this class is about helping you to get back into the choice of it,
mm-hmm.
and working with your body. What is your body desiring? What is your body requiring? And instead of having a meal and judging yourself, feeling bad.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we never quite finished that exercise of the last meal you had. How did you feel?
Oh,
did
that's
you
right.
judge yourself afterwards? Did you berate yourself for eating it? I shouldn't have eaten it. This, it was Friday night. I partied too much. I did this. I did that. In excess, whatever.
Yeah.
What if working with your body and you didn't have these buzzes about food, you could enjoy a meal? So if you enjoyed that, would you enjoy life more?
Oh, totally. And I thoroughly enjoyed my hamburger or my turkey burger that was on the whole wheat bread. And normally I would just go, crap, this is going to make me sick.
Yeah.
I hate this bread. It tastes awful. Tasted fine.
And how does it get better than that? And
you
didn't have a hangover this morning.
I know. I didn't get sick.
So, and this is what I'm talking about. This is some of what we'll explore, and we'll start unlocking those places
cool.
where you have these buzz, because it's a very interactive class. I don't sit up there and talk for two and a half hours. I sit there and I ask you questions, and you come up with your own awarenesses.
Right.
You know, what does food mean to you?
Yeah.
Comfort, health, a way to kill myself. It's really interesting, the answers that come up.
Yeah.
And then so we energetically clear all those and we move on from there.
Maybe
really
interesting. I'll see if I can get a hold of this lady that they did the article on anorexic,
mm-hmm.
see if she couldn't come.
That'd be interesting.
I mean, that would be a fabulous class for her.
Yeah, and one of my last Foundation of One classes that I facilitated, there was a chick with anorexia in there that we were talking about her with. And she's like, oh, I did that 20 years ago. I don't have any buzz on it anymore. I said, really? Then
really?
Why did you brought it up 5 times in the past 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you're anorexic, you have a buzz on food.
Yeah.
Hello?
But like I said, you don't have to have an eating disorder to come to this class. You don't
no.
have to have a weight problem, too thin or too heavy to come to this class.
No.
If you don't have a complete enjoyment of your meal, every meal, you have a buzz about food.
Yeah.
Come check it out.
Yeah.
You know, see if you can make your body even healthier. What a concept.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, there is a limit on how unhealthy you can be. It's called death.
It's called death.
But I don't think there's a limit on how healthy you can be.
Not really.
You just get sparkle in your eyes. You feel good. You're glad to get up in the morning. Lots of
And who wouldn't
positive.
Want that?
Yeah, who wouldn't want that? Okay, you can call Danielle at 801-706-6509. The class is Tuesday, March the 29th from 6:30 to 9. And it is a $20 class. It will be held at the center. And that's the St. George Massage Center. The address is 376 East Sunland Drive, Suite 7B. It's around in the back on the bottom.
We said before, you know, you can show up at the door, but please let me know if you're coming.
Yes.
Simply because I have props, like we're going to do some exercises.
And she's going to have M&M peanuts.
I'm going to have M&M peanuts.
I want to know whether to get one bag or 10.
Right. And so I'll need props and handouts and stuff like that. So please just let me know. Kind of give me a heads up.
Cool. And her number is 801-706-6509. Go into Dr. Stockwell's office. Pick up the CD on iodine. His office is inside of the Bosch Kitchen Center. And that phone number is 688-1890. Go out to Sun River Rec Center. And Michael will be out there, and he's doing a class tonight that sounds so fascinating.
I know, and it goes right along with the show I did last week about all of us contributing to the earth and see what changes we can make together.
Right, and boy, if the earth doesn't need some energy right now, I don't know who does. Anyway, his number is 215-3480. Call him about that class tonight. He's got some other classes going on. And again, Danielle's class, we'll be talking about this more next week because we've got one more Saturday before this class is. But I want you to set that day aside.
It's one of my favorite topics because it was one of the first changes I really, well, I didn't notice that, but
everybody did.
Everybody did.
Everybody else did. So, again, that's March the 29th, Tuesday, 6:30 to 9. Danielle's number is 801-706-6509. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for having me on your show.
And having you.
And having me, yes.
Okay, make it a healthy week. And make it a healthy week, a happy week. Be back next week. I will be. Bye-bye.